You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Yes, it is the 11th day of August. Welcome in. Hopefully we're getting a little, maybe just a slight break from the heat today. After some of the storms that rolled in yesterday, I'm fresh back from the Bahamas, where I can assure you it was equally as hot.
Yeah.
The difference is I could jump into the cool waters of the Caribbean and swim around.
And you have that ocean breeze, and I'm sure you had a nice drink in your hand and the music.
A couple. I did have a few adult beverages while I was on the ship. Here was my biggest surprise, and for my bourbon fans out there, you'll get this. On this boat, I bought the drinks package, right, of course, so I could have anything I wanted. But, of course, they don't really have top-shelf stuff on these cruise ships. But they did have Buffalo Trace as a bourbon option. So that was a nice surprise. I mean, it's not the top shelf of Buffalo Trace products, but it was nice to have that option other than just something like, you know, Jack Daniels or Maker's Mark or something like that, which are kind of their standard bar drinks. But you could order Buffalo Trace, which made me very happy.
Good.
For the week, for sure. That was a good time. Anyway, had a great week. Thanks to everybody who showed up and listened last week, and Ryan Recker, who filled in, and I certainly appreciate all of that. It was great to get away and kind of refresh and recharge for the week.
Yeah, I bet. And you were saying how, even though you paid for the Wi-Fi package, it really wasn't much of anything.
It sucked.
Well, you know, and honestly, that's kind of a good thing. I know it's frustrating, especially since you paid for it, but there is... I really appreciate being able to actually check out and not even have the ability to look at my phone, because it's so easy for us to just constantly pick it up, and you do it and you're like, why am I checking my phone again? I checked it 5 minutes ago. There's nothing new, and you just feel ridiculous that you continue. We're so glued to our phones these days.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but I did. I tried to follow the show and follow the news and kind of see what was going on occasionally, and it just wasn't easy on this big, beautiful, God knows how many million-dollar ship they have. They can't give you solid Wi-Fi, and I just don't understand that. In fact, I might call them and complain about it today, because it was pretty bad the whole week we were there, for sure. All right, first world problems. I get it. Trust me, we got a lot going on to get to. Drew in this morning for Ethan. We appreciate that. Let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Look, sticking on your state's map, every major group that grades the fairness of congressional maps gives your state an F. Common Cause, a nonpartisan government watchdog, even says your map, and I'm going to quote, represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting.
How about Kristen Welker? I mean, let's give credit where credit is due. She asked J.B. Pritzker the hard questions this weekend, and he had no answer to it. He had no excuse for it. He's just mad that Republicans are trying to do something similar in the state of Texas.
What will stop a third war is to do things differently than we did in 2022, is to keep arming Ukraine so that Russia will be deterred by the most lethal army on the continent of Europe right now, which is Ukraine.
Yeah, Senator Graham there talking about the president's meeting Friday, I believe, with Vladimir Putin up in Alaska. And I don't know exactly what gets worked out in all of that. I don't know that Zelensky is part of it, but it's the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine that the leader of the United States will sit down face to face with Vladimir Putin.
We're looking forward to hearing from the Clintons. The American people want to know what went on Epstein Island. We know Clinton went there many times. We just want to ask Bill Clinton what he saw.
Can you imagine the Hillary or Bill Clinton actually being appearing before one of these Senate, these House committees? I personally don't think it'll ever happen. But the subpoenas are going to go out, and they're going to try to talk to Bill and Hillary potentially about what they knew and when they knew it.
Of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Kash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law.
Yeah, you think? Maria Bartiromo just killed it on her show this weekend. She had J.D. Vance and James Comer on there, and it was interesting to listen to Vance talk about a whole bunch of things from AI all the way up to and including the Russia investigation, because that's, of course, what the Democrats screamed about from day one of the Trump administration. It was all a lie. The media bought into it. And try to convince the American public that there was some there, and there wasn't. Mueller report proved it. All these years later, we know it's not true. And will there be arrests? I don't know. I am of the mind that I'm starting to lose faith, even though we now have the people in place to get that stuff done. I listened to a very biased report from Axios this morning, a reporter talking about the fact that Donald Trump is finally getting the revenge that his MAGA base is demanding. If you commit a criminal act, is it revenge? If you commit, and I'll use the T word, treason in some cases, by conspiring against your own government, is it revenge? Or have we let people get away with stuff for far too long in this country? I think that's a fair question. And I don't know that James Clapper or John Brennan committed a crime that would rise to treason, but I do know that they were conspiring, I believe, behind the scenes to dummy up evidence to try to damage Donald Trump. And they were pretty effective at it. The intelligence community, I believe, conspired to damage him. And whether Barack Obama let it or just let it happen, I don't know. I don't know if he led is the word I meant to use there. I don't know if he led the effort or if he just let it happen, but people need to be held responsible for this. It's not the MAGA base demanding that. It's common sense, red-blooded Americans who demand that. Could you imagine the hell that would be raised if Donald Trump had been accused of falsely planning a story about Hillary Clinton and the Russians? You never would have heard the end of it. But no, they're there. I mean, I'll go back years and years to Eric Holder in Fast and Furious selling guns to Mexican cartels to see if they end up back across the border. He was never held responsible for that, ever. So there's a long history here of people not being held with their feet to the fire, and it's long, long overdue. And again, listen to the full bite here with J.D. Vance answering that question this weekend. Go to the full cut there on 18, please.
Of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Kash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law. What they basically did is they defrauded the American people in order to take Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points and turn them into intelligence by defrauding the American people, defrauding the intelligence agencies, lying about what the intel said. They would take something that supported a Hillary Clinton campaign talking point, and they would overemphasize it and exaggerate it. They took anything that actually contradicted that narrative, and they buried it deep. And through that, they actually laundered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points through the American intelligence services. That's a violation of the people's trust. That's a violation of what our intelligence services should be doing. And I absolutely think they broke the law. And you're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that.
I hope so. I hope J.D. Vance is absolutely correct on that. He's like, you got to be cautious, but if you find evidence of wrongdoing, you've got to prosecute it. And hopefully the statute of limitations has not run out on some of that for sure. All right, coming up, this question of redistricting. What can the state of Texas get away with, and why can't they do the same thing they did in Illinois? I don't know. The Democrats don't seem to think they can, but we're going to ask the one and only Hans von Spakovsky, who, of course, used to be a lawyer for the Federal Elections Commission. We're going to get his take on the Voting Rights Act and whether or not what they're doing in Texas is right or wrong. We'll be back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
In just a minute.
But as I say, what they're talking about is a distraction. The reality is that the violation of people's voting rights is what Texas is attempting to do. That's what's wrong with their efforts right now. And the fact that the president of the United States knows it and nevertheless is asking them to do it.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, Hans is on the line with us on this Monday morning. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. I'm doing just fine.
I'm sure you probably saw J.B. Pritzker this weekend. He was on with Kristen Welker. She asked him some good questions. She's like, you know, 44% of your residents in Illinois voted for Donald Trump, but they only have three congressional districts, and Democrats have 14. That's not fair, but you think what they're doing in Texas is some violation of the voting laws?
Well, yeah, that shows it's exactly the opposite. You know, Mark, what has been totally missing in almost every single journalism report here that's blaming this on Donald Trump is that, no, Texas was directed to redraw its congressional districts because it turns out that four of them are unconstitutional racial gerrymanders. And what I mean by that is four districts back in 2021 were drawn up for the Democrats at their request based on race. And you can't do that. That's a violation of the Constitution. And all of this is the result of what a court decision last year in the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals that said those kind of districts, those four districts that were drawn, because they used race as basically the main reason for drawing the boundary lines, that's unconstitutional discrimination. And so the Justice Department sent DOJ sent Texas a letter saying, you need to fix this. That's what Texas is trying to do.
So Governor Abbott, of course, has said that he wants these lawmakers who have fled to Illinois or just not showing up in general, he wants them arrested. He's trying to fine them $500 a day. Can he do that? Is that 500 for let's just take the fine, for example. Is that enforceable?
Yes, it is. In fact, that rule and that law was put in after Democrats, this is repetitive behavior.
Yes.
In 2021, they did exactly the same thing. They fled the state. Back then, it was to avoid voting election reform that added, guess what, voter ID. Voter ID, that's what upsets them then. That law eventually got passed. But the point is, just try to prevent that in the future. Texas put in the ability to not only arrest absconding legislators, but also to fine them $500 a day. And by the way, the governor and Ken Paxton are threatening bribery prosecutions against anyone who actually pays for these legislators' travels, hotels, etc. And I think over the weekend, one of the people who was doing that was Beto O'Rourke. And I hear that a judge down in Texas froze his assets.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
See, that's good. I did see a great map yesterday that said, look at the congressional district that the Democrats from Texas have flown the coop to in New York. It looks like a dog's hind leg. Because they've done the same thing in New York, right?
Yeah.
They've gerrymandered these districts to make it predominantly Democrat Congress seats in these areas like New York and Illinois and California. They've been doing this for years, Hans.
Oh, listen, they've been doing it for a long time. Actually, the ultimate example of this is Massachusetts. And I believe some of these folks actually went to Boston, too. Look, the word gerrymander comes from Elbridge Gerry. He was the governor of Massachusetts in 1812. He approved the first gerrymander that looks like a salamander. They've continued that tradition. In Massachusetts, last year, Republicans were 35% of the statewide vote. Do you guys, you know, out of nine congressional seats, the Republicans have absolutely none. Zero.
Wow. No representation at all. They're going to get ready to do this in Missouri. We pushed for this a couple of years ago with the Freedom Coalition here in Missouri, and it went nowhere because Republicans don't seem to have the same backbone to act as the Democrats do.
They are the ones who perfected gerrymandering. Connecticut,
yes.
Listen, that's another state. Zero out of five seats in Connecticut, even though they're 38% of the vote.
So I hear the Democrats griping a lot about, well, this isn't done during the census, and the only time you can do this is during the census. Is that really a factor here?
No, I don't know where they're pulling that from. There's no law that says that states can only do a census, redistricting once in 10 years, and then they can't do it again. There's no such ban in federal law whatsoever.
Interesting. Yeah, and I did see the president on Truth Social talking about changing the way the census operates. Refresh my memory on that, because I know in his last term, he tried to get that changed, and he got defeated by the Democrats at the last minute, right? Or the courts, one of the two, when he tried to make sure that illegals were not counted in the census.
He wanted to add a citizenship question to the census. Case went all the way to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said it's perfectly constitutional, yes. The president can do that, but in this case, you didn't follow the administrative rules and didn't give a sufficient explanation for why you want to add a citizenship question. They couldn't go back and do it because the Supreme Court's decision was too close to the time they had to start sending the census forms out. So they didn't have the time to go back and revise the explanation. It was a really dumb decision by Chief Justice Roberts, but it's perfectly constitutional. President can do that.
So they just have to give a sufficient explanation of why they're doing it, and and it takes them, what, 90 days or 100? What is it? There's a number of days the rule has to be recommended before it takes effect, right?
Right. And then they have to get the form filled out. By the way, you probably saw the president was also talking about a mid-decade census. There's already a provision in federal law directing the Census Bureau to do that. They've just never done it.
Wow. Well, all of these things could be huge for either the midterms and even the 2028 presidential election, for sure. Hans, we appreciate your knowledge on this, my friend. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You have a great week. Hans von Spakovsky there, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, exposing the lies of J.B. Pritzker and the rest of them, what these Democrats are trying to do in Texas. They're not going to get away with. Some of them may end up losing their seats or getting kicked out of office over it, and the vote's going to go ahead anyway. And it may benefit a friend of mine, Kurt Schwab, who's running for one of the congressional seats down in Texas. We'll see. Maybe I'll get him on here and we'll talk a little bit more about that for sure. All right, coming up, we'll check in with our friend Nicole Murray and get a check of business right after the break.
Presbyterian skills, right? I got some Bud Lights for us. This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it. Check out my Instagram story to see how you can enjoy March Madness with Bud Light and maybe win some money, too. Love ya!
Remember Dylan?
How can I not remember Dylan? Why are we playing Dylan
Mulvaney? I'm sorry to bring that up again, but, you know, I was joking last week that somebody dummied up a can of Bud Light with Sidney Sweeney's face on it. And I made the comment on social media. I'm like, listen, back in the 80s, I knew some people that were on the marketing team at AB in the 80s. They were on it. And there was a time when their marketing people would have put out a Sidney Sweeney Bud Light commercial, because that's your target audience, folks. You don't have to be an expert in marketing to understand Dylan Mulvaney is not your target audience for Bud Light.
Did you know that Dylan Mulvaney is coming out with a play?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Dylan Mulvaney's one-woman show called The Least Problematic Woman in the World will be playing off-Broadway at a theater in New York City this fall. Performances begin September 20th. Mark, they probably have tickets. They go through November 30th if you're interested.
The least what?
The least problematic woman.
Yeah, well, AB would like to take issue with that. if you want to call Dylan a woman, AB would say, well, that was a bit problematic. I'm sorry, that was their own fault, right? The reason I brought it up is that the NFL's now released a new Bud Light commercial with Peyton Manning, so maybe they're getting it back a little bit.
Yep.
Right? Maybe they've taken the hint.
I don't know if it's too late, but I'm hoping so. I love the Peyton Manning ad I saw this weekend. It's not great radio because it shows them parachuting into a stadium, and he calls Omaha, Omaha, and then they redirect from the target they're supposed to land on the field, and they hit the Bud Light sign instead. So it's clever, but I don't know if it helps them or not. Let's get to business, please. Nicole Murray, good morning. How are you?
I'm elated that you're back.
Well, thank you. Me too. I had a fantastic week and got to go on a cruise and soak in the warm waters of the Bahamas, and it was fantastic. Thank you.
Well, glad to have you back. I didn't insult the fill-in guy once. You'll be proud of me.
Wow, that's no old guy jokes or anything to Ryan Recker. Come on.
No, so I got a bunch pent up. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Here we go. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's good to be back, for sure.
Good.
Yeah, what's going on out there?
All right, so futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 206, the NASDAQ up 207, the S&P 500 up 49. The last undeveloped property on St. Charles Historic Main Street will soon be transformed into 14 multi-story townhomes. The St. Charles City Council unanimously approved the project known as Katy Trail Place earlier last week. Katy Trail Place will be located in the 1,000 block of South Main Street. The Financial Times reports that in exchange for 15% of revenues from the chip sales, the two chip makers will receive export licenses to sell NVIDIA's H20 and AMD's MI308 chips in China. Last week, Trump said he would implement a 100% tariff on imports of semiconductors and chips unless a company was building in the U.S. Wendy's has cut its sales outlook, pointing to heightened competition and economic uncertainty weighing on its customer base. Interim CEO Ken Cook said that in light of the current environment, the company now expects full-year global sales to decline between 3 and 5%. This compares to the previous projection of flat to down 2%. The AOL dial-up internet service that those of us may associate with the World Wide Web is coming to an end. The company, also known for its You've Got Mail greeting, made the announcement on its website. Dial-up connection to the internet uses a conventional telephone line, emitting a high-pitched chirping sound in the process. Highly anticipated horror film Weapons did not disappoint, topping the box office during its debut weekend with $42.5 million domestically. It made $70 million internationally. Disney's Freakier Friday took second place during its premiere weekend, earning $29 million. And finally, Harvard scientists are urging the population to beware. Why? Because they say that aliens might be living on Earth disguised as humans, and they could be planning to attack as soon as this November.
Wow.
Mark, do you have something you want to tell us?
There's lots of aliens in the country right now.
How do we know you're really
Drew,
Mark Cox?
That's
came
true.
Back.
That's true. Now, my friend Drew, who's filling in today for Ethan, knows a thing or two about aliens and UFOs, don't you?
Yeah, my birthday is in November, so hopefully, you know, it's the 30th,
it happens,
so it's the last day.
Are you prepared? Do you have your blaster ready?
Is that what you would do? Take your blaster?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know this. Okay.
So is the report claiming that they're living among us as humans, everyday humans, and then they're all just going to turn on us in November?
Basically that they're living among us as everyday humans to learn our habits, find out our weaknesses, and then apparently there is an out-of-this-universe object that was identified in our universe that, guess what, the ETA to Earth, it's headed towards Earth, and ETA is right around November.
I saw that.
You think it'll be
that.
ET all cute, dressed up, you know, with the wig on when he comes out of the closet?
No, these are the Grays, don't you think, probably, Drew?
The Grays?
Yeah, don't you think?
Sure.
Yeah. It could be. I think that's who it is.
if you
listen to the George Norrie show that airs overnight here on our radio station, he's up to date on all this stuff. So the reason they think that extraterrestrial object is man-made or alien-made is because of the trajectory of it. They said that it's intentionally passing close to a couple of planets, including Earth, in our atmosphere or in our what's the word I'm looking for? In our solar system, and that a normal trajectory for a meteor would not happen that way. So they think there's an intentionality about it. Now, I don't know that there's anything
to that.
I'm just saying that's why they think there's this extraterrestrial craft or something headed this way.
Anyone who dismisses these opinions, I feel like I'm already suspect. Like, Like, Kim? Oh, yeah? Why are you so quick to dismiss
Kim?
It?
What, yeah. Don't look at me, what do you know, Kim, that we don't know? Huh?
I have my theories.
It sounds like a good horror flick, doesn't it?
I mean, there's a lot of movies that start this way.
And we know how they end, too, don't we?
Just bring Reese's Pieces. Don't aliens like Reese's Pieces?
I don't know. Do they, Kim?
I think they do.
Is that E.T. that got
I thought E.T. liked Reese's Pieces.
Maybe. Nicole, thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
We'll talk to you Wednesday. Thank you very much. E.T. was the perfect illegal alien. He came here.
I know. He's so cute.
He learned how to speak English, and then he left.
He did leave.
Perfect.
What was really, as a kid, kind of traumatic was when he was all white, remember, at the river? That was a scary part. That's
he
still
phoned
scary.
Home,
he still
and then
scares
he left.
Me. Why have they not used E.T. for a phone, like a AT&T commercial?
They
seems like
have.
A missed opportunity.
Back
phone
the,
home and E.T. can't get, can't
I think
die,
they
you know,
did
doesn't
at some
get
point.
Service.
I think I remember that at some point. Maybe back in the 80s. It was a long time ago. The one other thing I forgot to ask her about was this dial-up story.
Oh, yeah.
Who in the hell still uses dial-up?
Beep. Remember how annoying that was,
yes.
Waiting for the dial-up? I was telling you when Nicole was talking, I'm like, that's how my sisters and I used to get back at each other is we'd pick up the phone line. You know, you're trying to talk to a guy you're crushing on and you're on AOL and you pick it up and it cuts the service and you have to dial back up and it was, you just, you know, yell at each other.
People of a certain age in this country just have no idea. Mm-hmm. It used to take 3 minutes to download a single photo. Like, I mean, it was just line by line. You could see it coming across your computer. I didn't even know dial-up still existed.
I didn't know it existed. I remember that back in, I probably was in like middle school when that was a big thing.
There you have it. So, you know, I AOL, you've got mail.
We should play
I
that.
I had it for years. Singing the song of its people. That's what it was doing for sure. Coming up, we'll get to another news in just a few minutes. We still have some Styx tickets to give away this morning, every day this week. Styx and Kevin Cronin at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We'll give away a pair of those in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that. We got all that for you still ahead. And including the gentleman who wants to be the next county executive here in St. Louis County is kicking off his campaign tonight. Dennis Hancock, the county councilman, is going to join us a few minutes after 8 as well. We're back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, if you know, you know. I was on a Royal Caribbean cruise this week, leaving out of Miami, went over to their private island in Nassau and back, and we saw lots of other cruise ships when we were at the private island and Nassau. I don't know if I saw the one that where the slide broke. It was not on our ship. It was a different Royal Caribbean ship, one of their newest ones, and the video is just horrifying. Everybody's seen it by now. It was on the Icon of the Seas. I think we were on Freedom of the Seas was our ship. And, like, literally all of these big boats have water slides on the back of them now. The kids stand in line for an hour to get on them. And the piece of a clear piece of plexiglass or whatever formed broke. I mean, a guy got cut pretty badly but didn't fall through because the fall was probably 25 or 30 feet. Somebody would have gotten hurt. The video was horrifying, and it was on one of their newest ships.
Yeah, water just pouring from the slide. People are screaming.
Yeah.
So what did they end up doing with that? Just to shut off the slide to
I'm
everybody?
Sure they just had to shut it down, and there's no way they got that repaired while that cruise was underway. It probably just had to shut down until they got into port.
Yikes.
Isn't that awful?
That's so scary. Yeah. So there's this new roadside technology in Rhode Island that's busting drivers who are obnoxious with how loud their car is, and it's serving them a $250 noise violation.
Wow.
So they have these noise cameras that detect vehicles that exceed the city's decibel limit and automatically flag them for a fine. So, for example, revving engines, blaring their stereos, or those mufflers that like make so much obnoxious noise and people think that they look really cool and you look really ridiculous.
Yes.
Well, anyway, they're now getting tickets.
Good.
Yeah, I actually would probably support this too. I mean, I'm not saying I think it's of all the things you could be ticketing, I'm not sure that should be the focus, but it is pretty annoying when people are obnoxious.
If it's in a residential neighborhood, you ought to be able to shut that down.
Right.
I would agree with that. There's a couple of kids that ride some really loud motorcycles up and down the street behind my daughter's house, and it's maddening.
Well,
just annoying.
You got a truck, right, Mark?
I do.
Is it pretty loud or
nothing compared to it? And it's usually the cars that
it's a diesel,
clearly
so
shouldn't
it's
be making that
louder
noise.
Than normal. But it's not obnoxious.
Not anything crazy.
I don't think I wake most of my neighbors up when I leave in the morning. Remember Peanut the Squirrel, Sue? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was internet famous. Had his own YouTube channel. All that. The state of New York confiscated Peanut and a raccoon named Fred, and killed both of them before the people could get them back. And this thing went crazy, and they're about to settle. This may cost the state of New York $10 million.
Why did they
is what
off
it sounds
these
like.
Creatures in the first place? I don't
Somebody
understand.
Complained that they were running that you had to have the right permit to have exotic animals or whatever. I don't know that a squirrel falls into the exotic category. But they went in to investigate it, and they confiscated the squirrel and the what else to say the
raccoon
the squirrel
Fred
the raccoon
Fred the raccoon
and they just went ahead and killed somebody just euthanized them
good grief.
Before they could even get the investigation done.
Horrible.
I know, that was terrible. So now it looks like they're going to settle for about $10 million.
Wow.
To that couple
for a squirrel and
for
a raccoon
squirrel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate squirrels. I mean, this squirrel was pretty cute. They dress them in clothes.
Yeah.
And I think animals dress as humans. That's actually really cute. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of squirrels in general. But I feel bad for the person who had their squirrel killed.
I do too.
That's really sad. There's this conversation that's being generated on social media about some TikTok that, of course, went viral. And it's talking about sleeping late and whether you come from a sleep-supportive family or a non-sleep-supportive family. So this person is saying that she grew up in a household where sleeping late wasn't judged. So, for example, she says, if I slept until noon, I'd let my mom know I was just waking up, and she would say, well, sounds like you really needed it. But there, of course, would be other parents who would say, really? It's Saturday. You're sleeping in until noon. Away. So yeah, she says that because her mom would say, well, it sounds like you really needed it, that was a sleep supportive family.
Oh, I was not.
You are not now as a dad, or you did not grow up in one?
No, my parents didn't mind. Dad maybe, but not mom.
Noon is late.
I think that differs.
How can you even sleep until noon?
So I have a question here. What do you think, Sue, is the most attractive hobby a man can have?
Let me think about that.
Bicycling? What do you think? Car racing?
I do like car racing. yeah, something along those lines. Or even like woodworking.
It's much more mild than that. According to a report, the most attractive hobby a man can have is reading.
Oh, I will say this. See them in a chair with like the little reading glasses, and there's something there.
Yeah, 98.2% of women rated that as an attractive hobby, and it came out on top. Learning foreign languages, playing an instrument, cooking, and woodworking rounded out the top five.
I could see all of those. My husband reads a lot.
Suggesting females are largely looking for a lad who's cultured and well-rounded.
And a man's man, maybe, with the woodworking, I guess.
It'll smell good, the woodworking.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and they can fix things.
Yes.
Coming up, we're going to check in with the Tanya J. Powers and find out the latest on President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.